Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. I recently visited Kauai, the smallest of the Hawaiian islands, a palpable metaphor for living with and by the ocean, surrounding and influencing every aspect of living. Kauai has almost every natural phenomenon in miniature: North Coast rainforest, South Coast plain, encircling beaches, and central mountains of nearly 5,000 feet, deep canyons and ravines, rock and red dirt to the inland side, and mist-filled green cliffs confronting open ocean, the nearest mainland over 5,000 miles away. The climate is stable, water copious. Indeed, the island is reputed to be the wettest on Earth, with rain intermittent almost daily, falling along slopes to streams to waterfalls to rivers cutting the sand to the sea. The landscape is lush with indigenous botanical wealth, trees, shrubs, plants, and flowers. Birds are copious, augmented by an astonishing invasive population of roosters crowing, pecking the dirt, and looking for hens, which seem very infrequent indeed. The year-round population is 68,000 indigenous people and immigrants, augmented substantially by 1.3 million, comprising annual visitors to the hotels and resorts and others who have invested in condominiums and timeshares in a number large enough to drive employment in the local economy, but not so large as to drive away those seeking privacy and tranquility. The island has come to stand for me as both symbol and reality of the concept of Earth as an island. Lying on the beach, the whales were breaching and sounding as a pod moved not too far offshore. The assembled multitude, tanned locals and visitors slathered in sunscreen, emitted a uniform collective moan of awe and admiration as the whales surfaced and turned and leaped. Each time came the moan, as each time the viewers connected with such an accessible, free, authentic expression of nature and the ocean's beauty. Where had I heard that moan before? I regret to say that I had remembered it as a similar reaction to countless fireworks displays that I had witnessed during 20 years in Lower Manhattan, New York, sight of such celebrations for independence. I confess further that I have always held a somewhat cynical view of these events as empty and frivolous manifestations of transitory heat and light. And so the Kauai moan was troubling, as it was not anonymous and empty, but signified a connection with something real, meaningful, and alive. Just down the beach lay a monk seal, an ungainly adult lazing on the sand like a satisfied tourist. Monk seals, however, are an endangered species, only 1,100 remaining worldwide, and this one had been staked out by the lifeguards with sticks and twine. The link between that seal, riding a wave toward extinction, and those whales, once endangered themselves and now reviving after the abolition of commercial whaling, was direct, but oddly disconnected. The seal was being viewed and consumed like nature in a box, an animal in an almost zoo-like enclosure, or even framed in an almost TV-like square, both modern in their illusion that the animal, although distant, is safe and free. Not so the whales. They were authentic and invulnerable to capture by our mechanical recording devices. They demanded that we touch them and hold them the old-fashioned way, with our senses and our memories and our emotions and our reason, instinctual, for possibly holding them sacred. Native people do hold them sacred, and it is important to understand why. As a corollary to that understanding, it is also important to identify the insidious use to which modern commerce puts that instinct in its exploitation as a tool to sell us stuff. Native people have observed those animals for centuries as a source for daily and spiritual sustenance, and so revere and sustain them, even as they hunt them for food, clothing, and shelter. Follow a child into an aquarium, and you will see the very different reaction to the film, the enormous tank, even the entertainment-packed animal show, and the touch tank, where one can see and feel and understand the living complexity, beauty, even ingenuity of the animal held in the most simplest, direct fashion. The whales had moved along shore. The moan was silenced, but still the crowd stood in a watchful, expectant posture, shielding their eyes, looking out to sea for one more accidental view of whatever it was that made them connect to these exquisite ocean creatures. They were looking out to the ocean for another hint of an answer, a connection, a meaning that they had glimpsed but now could not hold on to. I considered their longing and the degraded condition, however concealed by that circumstance, to which we collectively are reducing that ocean. Such a paradox, and I was afraid that unless we act soon, that longing for the ocean as freedom, beauty, and the exuberance of life might not be available. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory. Visit us online at worldoceanobservatory.org. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.